to spend the mapping that was going on in the last two meetings. Is everybody okay with that, or do we need to take a vote? We can take a vote. We need to have a discussion on that. Correct?
I think we should at least have a discussion on it. Regis, if you wouldn't mind speaking up, it's hard to hear you.
Okay. Okay, so I'd entertain a motion to suspend active group mapping in favor of selecting existing submitted maps from which the commission can choose to adopt, not wholesale, but to adopt and refine. So would someone make that motion for me? All right, Kathy, thank you. A second, thank you. Discussion. I'll start it. It's sort of an unpopular thing to get something in motion and then pull the plug, as it were. We've achieved a number of good things with this mapping, to say nothing of the dynamics, but in particular, something that's completely transportable to anything that we adopt, that or something else, is the City of Kingston map that was worked on very, very hard on April 9th. And perhaps some other things, but we didn't complete a map, so it's hard to say, well, we went in this direction, so that remains good. It's not good until the map is done, and I think we all are aware of that. So that was my suggestion. So let's continue with the discussion. Who would like to go next?
If we can agree on at least 90% of one of the maps that is already up there, I think that's a big deal. But if we can't, we may have to go back to square one. And I hate to say that, but.
Yeah. I mean, the reason we're doing it really has to do with
right.
the time crunch.
Right.
And, it's sad to say, but that's what we're up against. And we're a week away, and
yep.
So that's the reality that we're facing. Trav, did you want to say something about it?
I'm fine with whatever the group wants to do. just a little disappointed. I felt like we worked hard on Saturday. We spent a lot of time on Saturday with what we were coming up with. But I'm with the group. So if the group would like to look at maps and decide that route and adjust accordingly, I will go ahead and do that. So like I said, I definitely thought we were making good progress. I thought we were close, but I'm comfortable with going with the group and continuing to go around a map and go from there.
Okay. Would anyone else like to comment on this before we go to a vote?
Yeah, I think I totally get that. It's like we did a lot of work, right? I don't think it was wasted though, because I know that I took that stuff that we were looking at and then made my own map after the fact. And like with discussions that we had, and I didn't realize I chopped up certain towns and municipalities into like six different districts and things like that. Like I learned more how to use it watching Rob like navigate the software. And so I think that work definitely enabled me to then go and do a map that I think could be one of the ones that we base our decisions on. I'd be curious to see how similar the maps are that we created since then, because I imagine that they have big similarities.
I sort of feel the same way. I mean, I think it was valuable to learn the discussion and the interaction and to find out how people felt about certain things. But certainly, the City of Kingston was a puzzle that really got put together. And there are several other areas that I think that, weren't in the original maps that were submitted, but were pretty good. And we're I put those in into the maps I submitted. Certainly came out of this exercise.
Yeah.
But I don't think we were close to being done with that.
Yeah.
I mean, there were some areas in there, but so.
That's right.
Pretty gross.
Okay. Right. Yeah,
but certainly there were pieces of it that were well thought out.
Anyone else wish to comment on that?
Sarah, yeah, I'll jump in. I would just ask that instead of suspending mapping of maps, we just table it. I think that's a like procedurally different. It means that we're just sort of putting it on pause rather than getting rid of the idea of it. Because as Donna said, I agree, if we can't come up with agreement, we may have to return to group mapping. And I would hate to be stuck in a position where we can't do that. So I'm generally in favor of moving on to finding something that has been submitted that has some commonality and we can work with. But with that caveat, I would hate to not be able to return to it if we get stuck.
Yeah, well, table is a very good word. We could use that. Suspend does not mean the end either. It means to hold in abeyance. Doesn't mean to end. But table is fine. Okay, anyone else have any other comments? Okay. All right, so all those in favor of the motion, does that need to be repeated?
To table
the active group mapping exercise in favor of selecting an existing submitted map for the purpose of refinement and adoption. Okay. All those opposed?
And Sarah, I need to know if you're voting.
I'm sorry, I just can't hear Regis all that well. I'm voting in favor. I apologize.
Do I have to move closer to Rob?
Right here? Come on closer.
You're coming through loud and clear, Sarah, so.
Yeah, we got the good speaker.
Okay, Sarah, how did you vote?
In favor.
Okay, in favor. Okay, it's unanimous. Thank you very much.
Probably the best way to do this.
Okay, the second is, how do we do this? How do we go and get maps and then, which can lead to adoption? I had suggested something to the group. It's not the only thing, but the procedure really has to do, for the sake of efficiency and order, each commissioner has the option, each commissioner, so we have a universal activity here, would introduce one preferred completed map. So assuming that we have a certain facility with the maps, one that's really preferred rises to the top for you, and make a brief presentation on the merits, why you think it is good in general. I would also recommend that commissioners have an opportunity to ask the person who is recommending this particular map a couple of questions, let's say for clarification, did you mean that, or may I ask a question that you may not have covered in your map? So this doesn't have to be prolonged. The next piece of that is that each commissioner would be able to, I'm gonna pass this out.
While you're doing that, Regis, as we have many maps that have been shared, several that have been shared the last couple of days, Andy just shared his.
Right.
Do we want to look at any of them before the commissioners make their decision on which map they prefer, or?
Well, does anyone have an idea of which one they would advance?
Sure, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, there might be others.
Okay. Anyway, this is a simple score sheet. We would go in alphabetical order. Do you have that, Sarah, handy?
I don't, but I feel strongly against the scoring sheet. We haven't discussed a scoring sheet. The scoring sheet is not in our bylaws that govern this commission. The bylaws of our commission state that we make decision by majority vote and not scoring sheet. Well, I don't see that there's a reason for why we need to have a scoring sheet to make decisions when we can discuss the maps. We can have open discussion about our preferences on the record and then make voting. I think that this is really against the new bylaws that we just voted into existence. And I think it's really open to discussion for the rest of the group.
Well, it is.
How they feel about using it. And I don't think forcing a scoring sheet on us is in compliance with the bylaws.
Okay, first of all, there's no imposition of anything here. I'm not imposing a score sheet. I'm suggesting one, and then someone else can suggest another way to go about it. And I'm okay with it. Depends on. So I'm not saying this is what we're going to do. I'm saying this is what I'm proposing. That's all.
You handed out a scoring sheet, and you said that that's the way that you're proposing we do it. But there was already discussion. Now, granted, it was via email, and I know that that's unofficial, but. You're on some notice that there are several of us that feel uncomfortable with this scoring mechanism. And frankly, it is not in compliance with our bylaws unless we vote on the idea. So,
Sarah, that I feel like the scoring sheet, I appreciate that we have this because I think it's going to be really helpful.
Get everything but that one.
When we're talking about the maps, I can write down some notes. I'm going to make up my own rubric. The score is a totally subjective rating that I will use just to be like, and I don't think, if you don't want to use it, I don't think you have to, but like writing notes on a piece of paper isn't very different than having this like printed out place for me to write those notes, I guess. I don't really understand.
We're being asked as a commission to score on a spreadsheet that's being handed out to us as an official mechanism for deciding what map we would like to pick. It's just not in compliance with our bylaws. If we wanted to have scoring sheets in the bylaws, we could amend the bylaw without voting on a scoring sheet. We could amend the bylaws to include that we make decisions by scoring sheet, but we don't have that. You're taking your personal notes. Like you said, it's very subjective and you're entitled to do it as you so choose to decide what your map is, but we have to vote on it. We want to use a scoring sheet. We have to vote on it. That's all I'm saying. We can't just go about using some handed out scoring sheet. I don't think that that's unreasonable. It's completely in compliance with the bylaws that are supposed to govern how our meeting runs. I don't see how this is unreasonable of me to ask. It's just how we've all agreed to run our meetings.
But I don't think the scoring sheet in any way takes place of the vote of us voting on what map we end up doing. I think this is a tool to help us get like form our opinions.
Well, let's vote on it and see what the rest of the commission believes then. How about that?
I'll just make a quick statement. Like, I'm not going to, similar to what both of you guys are saying,
right.
I'm not putting a score of 1 to 5 on any of the maps presented.
Mm-hmm.
But I will be picking the map that I choose as my best. But I'm not going to list the scoring sheet, nor will I submit one.
I don't think we're submitting them for like official consideration. I think this is a method for us to like keep our thoughts and then make comparisons. I actually will end up drawing lines through the scoring sheet and scoring different things like compactness 1 to 5.
But you can do that.
Yeah, I'm just going to do
I'm not required.
No. Okay. No one's required. I don't think so, right? Regis? No one's required.
You could take this and make a paper airplane with it. That's fine. Yeah. That's fine with me. Right. I'm just saying I offered this and you said why you didn't like it. That's fine.
Prior to this meeting, we were being asked to submit our preferences to the planning department so that they could come up with the scoring ranking, which doesn't seem as if it's an optional activity that we take part in. It sounds as if it's like something that we put into a black box and a number gets popped out. And that is not how we run a meeting under our bylaws.
Sorry, you're mistaken here.
I'm not mistaken. That is how the email was written. If that's not how it was intended, then that's unfortunate and we can move on with our lives.
It wasn't written that way. It was so that Rob can pull it up when somebody wants to describe the map and speak about its virtues, its merits. That's all.
You should probably take a look at how you wrote the email then. I'm just saying, if that's not how it was intended, then we can move on. But I don't think we should be adopting any scoring mechanism when we have voting.
Well, then you can reread it as well then. Okay, very good. Okay, so that's my suggestion. Does someone have another way to do this? I am open to it. I just threw this out there.
I'm comfortable with pulling up a map, reviewing the map with whoever makes that decision of why they're choosing this map. And if you want to take notes and make your own score, that's fine as well. But at the end of the day, we have to vote on what math we think is best and what.
100%. I don't think that's.
I'm sorry, okay. Kathy. Go ahead. Yeah.
No, I'm.
Are you with that?
Yeah. Okay. So, I mean, if you want to go through a whole bunch of maps and look at them all, yeah, then let's do that. All
right. So let's start right away.
So,
Ken, would you like to lead off? We'll go counterclockwise.
Alphabetical.
Oh, or alphabetical. That's
alphabetical.
Do we want to go alphabetical?
Or well, whatever.
Can you go, it's fine.
Whatever map you want, just as long as it's on the server.
I'll go first.
Yeah, is this one right, Ken?
It's, yeah, it looks like it's number one at the top.
Yeah, that one. So I'll just call it that.
And to a great extent, you know, I sent it out and I explained it, so there shouldn't be
it's
too much to add to what my previous explanation was. There are some differences. You know, Sarah sent hers out, so I was able to review that one. And I'll explain some of the differences.
I'm going to fold the screen. Okay.
Let's start at the top. There we go.
One side. Let me just. There. Okay. Now we got full screen going. Okay. So starting at the top.
All right. This whole district is, we kept that the same with both the four towns. Woodstock's a little bit different than what Sarah recommended. This line through here is actually the block group that includes the town, the area that would be considered Glenford over here. So it's not the entire West Hurley census designated area. It's a little bit smaller. It essentially runs down Maverick Road rather than Road 370 or.
I think this will work. Just the button on the side should make a.
All right, I just want to bring up the old fashioned type.
There you go.
All right. So the advantage is that it reduces the population of Woodstock, which pushes it down into Hurley, which allows it to go down into
Marbletown,
which eliminates this bulge that Sarah had coming out of Rochester. The arrangement of these is different, but it still essentially includes the same area. Kingston is exactly the same as Travis and Andy put together. Rochester is whole. The town of Warsing is included in Rochester, which is something that Sarah's map was left out. This section right here. This configuration of Warsing and what is that?
That's Schwandam.
This is, you know, I took this exactly from what was done Saturday, and I didn't, you know, this is all different compared to what Kathy and Donna and Sarah did. But this also follows the block groups. There was a lot of manipulation of just individual blocks in Sarah's configuration of the southern area. So that's my proposal.
I have a question, Ken. Could you explain, you go up to one, District 1, and does that District 1 go from the very tip of Saugerties all the way down almost to the bottom of Ulster?
Hmm? No, it goes, well.
One is here.
What happened is that when I did Kingston, I used block groups, which I had a block left over. So if you move it, you got to move this up a little bit more.
Yeah.
So that was like 450 people, something like that. And I this block was left over right here. And I had to put that into District 3, which brought District 1 down. But once I put those populations back into Kingston, I had to pull the population out of this area. And the only place that had any spare population was District 1. So it got shoved up.
So just District 3 goes from the top to the tail of Ulster, is that correct?
Well, this is the tail of Ulster. That's in.
No. I'm saying District 3
goes from the top, goes
from the top with Saugerties all the way down, right?
Right, or all the way down here. The difference is it got pushed up a little bit more to pick up the extra population, which I had moved out and which really deserved to belong to Kingston.
Ken, do you know how many municipalities have three districts?
I put the whole list on the email. Mm-hmm. I put the number of the districts, municipalities of each district. So there are two tables on the email. Something like Ulster is going to have three because it gets two just because it's that big. And I think the same for Warsaw. I didn't bring the email with me, but
that's okay. That's all right. That's fine.
Because that's all tabulized. I didn't know which way you wanted it done. So I didn't want this.
Go ahead.
Okay. Right. And this is all done with block groups.
Yes.
Because I tried to follow Sarah's organization down here that you're manipulating individual blocks and I wasn't comfortable with that.
Yeah, and I'm not comfortable with it either.
And the only place I really had to do is individual blocks was on that northern.
Yeah.
You want to see
District 11 though with the bunny ears? Can you explain District 11? What's the rationale behind having the bunny ears at the top of it? I don't know. I mean, it may be a block group. It seems like a strangely shaped block group.
It's just the numbers. I have no physical understanding of that area, but it was just done by the numbers.
Okay, 10, 12 going into 10, that much. And where's 11? I was thinking.
Clinton.
And that's all Marlboro, but you're taking out a giant part of Marlboro and putting it again. I mean, we talked about this again taking it into Plattekill, and we will have three school districts.
This is one block group. And the only way you could you have to split it, and you can split it. Mm-hmm. I just wasn't comfortable doing that.
I mean, last time around, just so you remember, it was split right around here, and this has gone north completely. So,
Can I ask for clarification on why we don't want to split block groups? Because I feel like it's a great way to start by selecting a block group and then having it there. But I think the way the census designed the block groups doesn't always follow geographic boundaries that we might be more sensitive to as residents of the county.
Well, the difference is that individual blocks, the census has randomized those numbers.
Right.
So you have to have a more systematic approach.
Right.
I mean, like you can split a block group in half and be somewhat comfortable that you're getting the right number. But just taking individual blocks and moving them.
Right.
And, I mean, there's some very large block groups up here.
Yeah.
When you do get to a tighter number, if you do break it into blocks.
I did a lot of block movement because I felt the block groups would do like a weird cut and make this like crazy shape. And sometimes I would shave that off because there was like a river that the block group would span. And I would cut it, which I did very intentionally just to keep the districts more compact and less.
I agree. I agree with you, Andy. I also found that as hard as I tried to just use block groups, because I do understand Ken's point about the randomization, that oftentimes the block groups run through neighborhoods in strange ways, and I don't know what the rationale for that is. But I was motivated partly too, much like you were saying, with geographic boundaries that we're sensitive to, not cutting strange lines through communities. And I'm sure I'm not perfect in doing so, but I did find that I found that the block groups were pretty imprecise in that regard.
It's a great way to start because you can grab a big area real quick. And then I think from there you refine by selecting blocks to have them.
Right. I mean, like Stone Ridge, the block group goes right through the center of Stone Ridge. And so it makes sense to move it one way or the other, depending on whether you need the numbers or not. But there's sort of a level of comfort if you're dealing with block groups. You really have to look closely at the blocks.
Right. I mean, in the end, it all aggregates to the county total. So at least you have that comfort.
Thank you, Ken.
All right.
All right. So let me go back to.
Anyone like to go next?
There.
Oh, sorry. Well.
let's simplify our research. Because I had a few that I had a few that I kind of favored. So I'm not a.
So if you don't want to go next, you can pass.
I mean, well, I'll just tell you what, and then you guys could, you know. I liked last night. There was a late entry by, I believe, Donna.
I can speak next on it if that's helpful. I don't know. Unless are we just going around the room talking about maps now? I apologize for missing the format.
You want me to bring this one up?
We were just gonna we were just kind of going around
talk about it.
I think Kurt, I don't know if anyone submitted after. I'm sorry.
There are two.
No, okay.
Right, a couple more.
I'm going to talk about it.
Okay. So, all right.
If you want me to talk about it, anytime, I'm happy to.
All right.
And yeah, Donna. Donna's from last night.
All right.
Sarah and I worked.
Let me just call April subversion two.
We concentrated. Well, Sarah did most of it, and then we concentrated on the south.
Yep. And my reason was just simply it just seemed the numbers and everything seemed pretty good. It incorporated what Travis and Andy did, so it just kind of resembled the efforts put in on April 9th.
What is the identification on this?
It's Sarah Stefano April version 2 or something like that.
Yeah, I can jump in and speak to it if we're ready to do that. Okay, so in the north, I would say north of Esopus, you're going to find that you recognize this map because it is nearly entirely the exact same map that we came up with as a group, with one minor caveat that the Glenford block that Ken was just talking about, right, exactly that little knob on the northern part of 18, has been moved into Hurley. Now, I will say personally, I actually don't think that that's ideal, but I could not find a better way of moving it into a place that had continuous land mass with that block. And it is well taken, Ken's explanation that Glenford is part of the town of Hurley and therefore does share other elected officials. So while not land contiguous, I do think that that is some justification for it. But otherwise, everything remains the same. The Woodstock block remains the same configurations in the town of Saugerties that Kathy helped us come up with. So the same configuration in Woodstock that Ken helped us come up with, the same configurations in the city of Kingston that Andy and Travis helped us come up with, and even just through the northern part of, we were basically starting in the northern part of Esopus to try and figure out what to do next in that middle part of the county. And then we were trying to work last Wednesday towards getting moving west east, but essentially up until the northern border of Esopus, everything north of that is exactly as we all came up with it on April 9th. There's been nothing changed. Therefore, the changes come in the south. And I do think that there is some room for improvement, though I will say obviously with the numbers, trying to get them the way they are, and with other considerations like trying not to cut through neighborhoods, trying to keep sort of like villages together, not official villages. I guess I'm talking about things like the village of Marlborough. Is it a hamlet? I'm not sure what the exact like metropolitan unit of it is, but you can see when you zoom in, they're grade regions. And there are other maps that I feel like probably because of the use of block groups cut through those areas along inside of streets. And instead I really tried to keep those units together. So you can see, particularly in the very southern part of the map, Donna was, like we were talking about, she was very helpful in helping me come up with particularly the bounds of 12 and 11, but that also influenced 13 and 10 and 9, of course. All of the her considerations have been taken into consideration there, and she's, you know, we discussed it last night. She's very happy with how that came out. So I think that there's room, you know, to move a line here or there. Ken's point taken with the little hat that's on Rochester. I also am not 100% pleased with the little hat. I think we can maybe, you know, in editing, we can try and move it. But I will say it is, you know, it is when you start looking at, do we want to keep all of Kerhonkson together? Do we want to keep all of, you know, these different town units together? It does start to become difficult. Where are you pulling in population? So that was the best effort I could find. Others may find there are other things, but yes, that is the map that I submitted last night with Donna's help in last evening. So thank you again, Donna, for helping me with your busy schedule in the last week or so. It is actually very similar in a lot of ways to Ken's, except that I think just in our differences in the use of block groups versus blocks, I see his point. I think it gets a little bit more, despite the fuzziness, I think there's a little bit more precision with neighborhoods and things like that.
My problem was I didn't understand the Southern Appalachian County at all. Right.
All right. We moving on?
Yes. So I'm sorry, none of you have had a chance to review this because I submitted this. I didn't click share until I was leaving my office to come to this meeting. So, but hopefully it shouldn't, as you can see, it's dead last. Hopefully it shouldn't contain any very new ideas. It's all synthesized from ideas we've already talked about in this group. To kind of borrow from inspiration I got from Ken, I did start with census block groups as much as possible. And then when I was close to the population size, I switched to blocks and would move individual blocks back and forth. It did result in some janky lines, which I think do need some modification. And you can see like 11, I borrowed this little tail to keep from going across the reservoir with this district and put it back down in here. So that just, I felt nicer not to have this one mass that was like across the reservoir from the rest of the district. This is, I guess, a little bit different, but I tried to the extent that I could to keep Saugerties and everything below it kind of whole as far as towns go. I hope that I understood the dotted purple line correctly as the municipal boundary. Did I not?
Fair.
Just if you like zoom, you don't have to, but if you zoom in.
Looks like you got the town. Are you trying, which town?
Yeah, I think 3, 8, 9, and 12 are town rules.
Yeah, this is town.
Is this little dotted?
That line? No, that's a hamlet. That's a central. Says it. Says it. Says designated place. Yeah. There's no political 12, or anything 8, whatsoever.
3 and 10 are all town rules.
Uh huh.
But they mentioned they include. Am I sorry? Oh no, I'm not muted. They include neighborhoods, even though they're not political.
I tried as much as I could to like. I mean, I had to take out this little tail here of Glasgow to get this district to work. But I tried to like you know keep Lake Katrine together. I know it's divided from Ruby, which maybe doesn't make sense, but that needed to be in this thing. This district maybe is a monster. I kept Kingston the way that we did it. Originally, but
it looks like cut out part of Woodstock right here.
Yeah, I ended up cutting out that little part.
A little part?
Yeah,
this is all Woodstock right here.
Yeah,
got it. And I think I ended up doing that for 8. And to keep 4 from going way over population. The one thing that that obviously the town of Ulster being in four districts is pretty much not acceptable. So that would need to be modified. The one thing that I liked that I did is in the center of the county where there's like High Falls, Rosendale, Ackward, and Cohasset. To the extent that I could, and Stone Ridge, I tried to keep those together as well. Like High Falls there, kind of a weird line, but it was just to keep that bit of the town inside this district. And then Ackward and Cohasset are also in that same district, because those felt like fairly related in the center portion, which I think is where we had sort of gotten with the last mapping process and where we kind of stalled out. This guy? Yeah, that's just like, you can't not get it. It's the Florida, perhaps,
I guess. I think so too.
So I think like, this is really the idea that I'm kind of proposing to the group, because obviously some of the other districts are like a little problematic.
Rochester on that. This line right here.
Just a little bit. That's all.
No, never mind. Anyway.
I guess I guess my commentary to Andy is I do see your point in trying to keep some of these little hamlets together. Some of the feedback that was given in the last redistricting process was about trying to keep towns together as much as possible.
Yeah.
And so whatever mapping effort we move towards, I suspect we'll get a lot of public comment if lines are crossing, if districts are crossing town lines too frequently. And I just think we should keep that into consideration with whatever map we move towards. Is how many towns are being included in districts, even if, you know, I understand the rationale behind this. Some residents may not without having been privy to our discussions. So just something.
I think I also realized now that I was not reading the map in a super effective way. And so please don't think that I'm an idiot. I guess is what I'm saying.
Blame Mappatooth.
Yeah, okay.
I'm Mappatooth for all you guys. It's not
offended.
I'm giving myself zeros, though.
Anything else, Andy?
No, thank you.
So,
before I get started, which one you got for me, Ron?
I got a whole bunch, but I did put Plan 3 with the version of Kingston that we liked. So that's
okay,
that.
Let's go with that one. I had two. I submitted my map, but I'm not using my map here because I found two others that I thought were better. One of them is this. And I just wanted to say we have a hard stop, I understand, at 7:30.
Not tonight. Next Wednesday.
Okay. Great. Okay.
You did it on purpose, right?
What I like about this map, I'll just say, is that to take up Sarah's point about districts, the number of districts within municipalities, I think it's an important concept to hold and make whole or keep whole towns as much as possible. What this map does is contain it to 1 to 2 districts per municipality. There's only one town that has 3 districts, and that's Plattekill.
Well, you're on it. There.
Okay. So I think that's a real plus. There's a bit of a radical change there in District 1, and so they have Woodstock, and I kind of like this Woodstock keeping Glenford, not West Hurley, but poking into a part of Saugerties, which just from my meager experience of driving through, I can't tell when Saugerties begins and when Woodstock ends. So that little ear, we're into body parts, is something that I find to be very worthwhile. Two, three, of course, is a shared district with the town of Ulster, and what. I think is impressive about this is that Okay. Certainly contains the town of Kingston, and goes all the way down to the tip of the town of Ulster. When we started our mapping, one of the things that I said, but things change, but that's all right, is that villages get picked out, and they get carved up, and so we wanted to protect them. Another municipality that gets picked on is the town of Ulster, for the obvious reason that it serpentines its way around, and so it's easy to clip or subsume or whatever. This keeps it nice. It keeps it to two. Hurley's kept to two districts, so they got West Hurley, so they have a little bit more population. That moves it to into Marvelltown. So I'm gonna leave it there. I do think the city of Kingston is not is
this is the one from Saturday. This Kingston,
that's incorporated. So anyway, that's pretty much it.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay, District 11.
Right.
The little divot coming down from 10.
Yeah.
You're this is separating the town of Marlborough, Marlvourgh.
Right.
From Milton. And Milton is part of the town of Marlborough.
Right. Right. I would have. What I would have done is taken that, put that here. Of course, it affects 10, it affects 9.
Yeah.
But I mean, I liked what you and Sarah came up with in terms of that for this municipality. Mm-hmm. And I get what you're saying about Milton.
To be fair, there's more Marlborough and Marlborough in this version than the current legislative districts. So it's in that sense.
Yeah, I found it to be, yes, and it doesn't cut right down the middle of Marlborough. But yes, Milton is in a sense a part of right there. Yeah.
My concern with this map is in the details. If you start to look into where it cuts lines, I don't find that this is very geographically sensitive to neighborhoods and hamlets. For instance, if you zoom in on High Falls, it seems to go right through that municipal boundary. It also cuts Tilson and Rosendale apart in a way that doesn't seem to follow the bounds, at least as like the dotted line suggests that the two should be cut. It seems to weave its way through neighborhoods. It does this in several occasions throughout the map in a way that I don't know is necessarily justified by anything. And so, like, for instance, even in Plattekill in Clintondale, it weaves its way through neighborhoods. You know, I'm not really sure what the rationale is for it. Maybe it's just picking up block groups, but maybe it's doing something else. And, you know, I wonder if you've looked at that. Like, when you look at the details of this map, are you happy with how it's cutting neighborhoods apart? Aside from the fact that it, you know, I think in a perfect world, I agree with you, we should be trying not to cut up towns in more than two, but we get, in order to do that, we end up cutting through neighborhoods or, you know, hamlets in a way that I think maybe isn't a better option than splitting towns in means that neighborhoods may still make more sense, that you're not crossing a street and your across the street neighbors are a different district. Can you speak to how you've looked at that and how you feel about places like Clintondale and High Falls, et cetera?
Yeah, the way I looked at it, there's numbers and there's neighborhoods and there's sacrifices both ways. And I liked particularly the way the numbers worked.
I guess I'm asking how you feel about like the roads. To what extent have you looked at that and seen if it may really make sense for these communities to be cut that way? Because I agree with you, the tough decisions have to be made, but if the tough decision is through a neighborhood, does that make sense?
And you asked the question and my answer is that it was a compromise. Okay.
Well, the problem with this is that, you know, you've cut off the major commercial section of West Hurley and Woodstock. I mean, that Route 375 is the major commercial boulevard going through Woodstock and West Hurley. And the, you know, to, it, and you put in a obscure part of Saugerties at the Woodstock. We've talked about that a dozen times, and that doesn't really make any sense.
Why doesn't it make sense, Ken?
Because that's a major commercial artery between Woodstock and West Hurley.
No, I mean the Saugerties piece.
It's big Saugerties in the three districts, doesn't it?
Yeah.
No. Well, Saugerties is almost 20,000 people.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So yeah. It deserves 2.5.
Right.
Just for itself.
Right.
Yeah.
But those people in Saugerties ought to be left in Saugerties.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Any others?
I mean, it was my turn. But I'm going to say, yeah, I'm content with the maps that we've kind of already looked at. I mean, I had my own that I did make. I just like to make a statement that I was told it couldn't be done, and it could be done. So that's
a little challenge statement.
That was really what it came down to. I was challenged, and I only adjusted, I think it was 6 districts.
Well, let's look at that one a second from the top.
No, we don't need it. It is second. Yeah, go ahead. We can look at it. Sure. We can be brief.
I don't see why not. I mean, we did all that work
on
Saturday.
So, yeah.
And we looked at
that. Yeah. No, I have some don't call me an idiot. But I'm not claiming this as my, I'm not going to be voted on, though. But like I said, I took exactly what we had on that Saturday, maneuvered 10 and 12 and 11, which I agree is not the correct way to go. I maneuvered 12 and 16 and 9, and kind of kept everything the same. Moved 17 around a little bit as well as me, but I kept all the north and northwest. I kept all the southwest on the same as well.
You got something on the sign in here. Oh, okay, that's not big. Okay.
And that was just, yeah, like I said, I just got right side of that.
That's no big deal.
Adjusted.
Simpson looked a little confused to me when
I that's what I'm saying. I'm not submitting this as my thing, but like I said, it could be done.
Yeah.
That's all.
Exercise.
He did.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you all for hearing that. On to the next.
Anyone else? If you're interested,
Anna, would you like to make a statement?
I'm content with the maps that we've chosen we've looked at so far. I believe we can go through and tweak some.
Did you want to start with mine?
Well, we didn't get down south, did we?
No, we didn't make our way that far.
Okay. Of course, I like the one that Sarah
did. Right.
But also, just, and I know it's really hard between 10 and 11, and many of us in the beginning did that little divot from mm-hmm. 10 into away from 11. And then that's
the Milton cutoff, right?
Yes. That can't be. I don't know the north at all, so I won't speak of that.
I mean, I don't know if you're interested. I did.
Well, Sarah, two maps as well. Sir, do you want to propose your number, your revised version, or did you already do that?
Did I want to propose my revised version? The only one I proposed at all is the one that I already looked at.
Okay.
Extent to which I had other ones, it was just because that's the easiest way to share them so that others can look at it. And I was hoping to have Donna look at the map as I had previously drawn it. I didn't really officially propose any of them, but the one that was emailed about last night.
Okay. If you want, I did. Two. One was a version of the one you all worked on the 9th. So that's a complete version of that. The second one is a radical departure from anything you all done.
I would like to see both of them.
Okay. First one, this one will look very brief. And extreme brief. Extreme brief. Yeah, it's trying to prove it can be done.
That's fine.
I was helping out, helping Travis out. So this one, a little bit different. This one, what I had to do to make this right was basically the South went real negative. In order to, this is me making that Saturday's work, is what I did. So everything went pretty negative. 10 is pretty compact, actually, with a little bit of Milton.
Yeah.
9 is, you know, New Paltz is pretty shrunk. Garner goes New Paltz. We kept Rochester whole, but closer to 1. It's a number. Let's see what else we did. Managed to keep Marbletown whole, but just go into High Falls and that area. Sopus gets split into 2. Kingston stays the same as what you had. Little difference in Woodstock that can be easily tweaked to whatever configuration you wanted. And then I think Sawyer's was the same. So it was just a little bit different. I think I even kept Town of Ulster pretty much the same. So that was, yeah, I did that. I don't think this is the best map, but it was just another attempt at trying to make that one that you all did work. The one I did today, though, was an attempt to try to get as close to 0 as possible. And I ran out of time. The server went down for a little bit, because we ran out of space for the server, so I had to delete some backup files from the server to get it working. So every district in this is as close to 0 as possible. So we kept the original Ulster. We kept 16 is 0.79 here. This is just Worsing at 0.6 with Ellenville in it. We combine parts of Garner with Shongum, and that's 0.24% off. This is Shongum 0.3% off. Platicles in 2 at 1.71. Garner New Paltz at 0.32. So this is just really tight. The only departures from that right now is 9, because I needed to fit this somehow. And where I ran out of time was, and also as you can see, sorority is pretty tight too. So Woodstock at 0.13, this can be tweaked again too, but Villager sorority is completely contained, 0.28. So this is just, so if you're trying to get people represented the most as possible, that's what we're trying to do. The where I ran out of time was the city of Kingston. And
we had that solved.
Well, in some ways. When you get, if your goal is to make it as close to 0 as possible, what has to happen in the city of Kingston if you're trying for equal representation? What has to happen? It has to go out. I would be remiss to say that you might want Kingston at before this. If you were trying to go for a 0%, if you're going as close to 0, so I don't know that it's possible. I ran out of time before I could do it. But if you're going as close to 0 as possible.
I can appreciate this, Rob.
Yeah.
This is definitely very entertaining. I mean, I like it a lot. But at the same time, having Kingston with 4.
Well, it would be 4 with, it would probably either go into Port Newman or going to the Town Ulster.
I just think that. That would give them a lot of voting power.
But they're underrepresented, as you can see. 3.72, 1.51, 4.52. Everybody else?
Right.
Is right on the dial. So just food for thought for you.
Yeah.
All right. So we'll go back to our letter.
The 3 districts for Kingston. I think, Oh, Kingston is the 1. Yeah. That's an area. Yeah, me as well.
So.
Because when you do it by blocks, you got to knock out.
Yeah, in order to get down to 0, and you need to go into a Sopus, you need to go into tunnels. And that's where wild craziness happens.
All right, yeah. So it looks like we have Sarah's map, we have Ken's map, plan 3 that I presented. I'll go ahead and withdraw that.
Yeah,
no, I don't know which one I like myself.
And Donna, you said.
I'm wondering if it would be helpful, though, if there's some way I could show them side by side for you all. I don't know how I can do that. So you could really,
I mean,
look at that.
I took my notes in my head. I definitely understand. I did not, when I was looking at plan three, as Regis, with your email the other day, Sarah pointed out the fact that it went through a couple pounds, a little wonky.
Yeah.
That definitely caught me today. Sure. I wasn't really expecting. I mean, it makes sense. So it sounds like Sarah took that into consideration with her map. It sounds like, again, South was, it seemed like when Sarah was building her map, that it matched what I've been asking for as well, just something to do with what we kind of worked on together on Saturday. And it again, based on the presentation, it sounds like she took into consideration just about everyone's feelings in here, which is Ken's north, Kathy's north as well, Donna's south, which I butchered. But it was what we did on Saturday, and we can adjust. I mean, that's not right. I don't think tonight's the night where it can be tonight we decide on that map. That's the map we want to go with. But it sounds like Sarah was also open to interpretation on some moving up some lines as well, like what Ken mentioned, the little hat outside of Rochester. Maybe we could take a look at that a little bit further and go from there.
I agree with you, and I like Sarah's map. I think it's well thought out. The neighborhoods work. There are three, something we can look at maybe. There are three municipalities with three districts in each. That I think is a number weakness, but that might be overcome by a neighborhood argument. So I would side with Travis in supporting Sarah's map.
Anybody else have an opportunity? Yeah. Happy,
that's one.
Happy.
So that's one you're
going to tweak.
I think the three that stood out really, I think your plan three and Sarah's plan were the two that stood out initially. And I think Rob makes an excellent point that if all the southern districts are minus three and four and five, that area is very overrepresented in terms of like population per vote. And the districts that are all plus five and six or plus four and five are, does that make sense?
Because I understand.
The lower population in one district means that less people are voting for one legislator.
Yeah, if I could jump in and comment on that, at least on my map, just since, and I don't want to actually say it's my map because it's a largely like the map we all collaborated on, just with my cleaning it up a little bit. But if you look there, I would say that there's probably just as many districts in the South that run negative as run positive as there are in the North. There are districts in the North that run negative and there are districts in the North that run positive and vice versa. So. I agree that we all aspire to having it be 0%. And when I could do that, I really did. You'll notice that the village of New Paltz actually is at 0% on the dot. But if you're trying to work with other boundary lines, it starts to become difficult. So it's definitely an aspirational goal to get it that way, but the math and the geography don't always net out well together.
Yeah.
Okay. Can I have any further comment?
Oh, we'll see what it works with.
Okay.
Single thumbs up.
All right. So it sounds like as a collective, we're going to start with Sarah's map. And
yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Yeah. I think that's good. That works. I think that if that, we all would need to, in a sense, take a sharper look at it, and come back and discuss those aspects. you feel that way. I don't know that we could do that right now.
What time is it?
Well, it's only 7 o'clock.
7 o'clock. You
know, we can bring it back up again.
Yeah, let's.
Why not? Okay, just, you got time.
Maybe a further discussion of what the collective wants to see when we can go home and work on them.
I think right, it was clean up Rochester.
Yeah, that sounds right. Like that's a priority.
And no, there is no chance of trying to keep more honks together as part of Rochester.
Maybe, yeah, maybe.
Well, that was.
I think that one becomes more difficult. I think that's possible to clean up the hat. I'm not sure. Kerhonkson just has a really large population. It starts to become, I tried. It's just difficult. We could try it again, of course, but it does become difficult.
I mean,
well, you're there, Sarah.
I mean, the Kerhonkson's completely contained in Warsing. So from the Warsing side. So it's either
it's along the town boundary, right? But I guess this, like the grade area altogether, was how it was before,
right?
On the Rochester side.
Donna, why don't you take the pointer when she backs up? You know what she's talking about.
Well, it seems like Kerhonkson is right.
Talking about that.
Yeah. So Ken's saying bring that hat back into 21.
So Ken's, what do you want me to do?
Okay. So Ken's saying bring this look like this line into 21. Is that what you're saying, Ken?
Yeah, I mean that's what you know. That was an early discussion.
So you want Kerhonkson into 21?
We can mess with it.
We can mess with it. Okay, let's come on. Okay, this stupid thing is in talking boxes on top of this box. That's no good. Yeah, I'm trying to. Get off there. All right. Okay. Let's get back to where we were.
Yeah, that's the hat that Ken
talked about. Yeah, so that's
we
not.
We could probably move that into 18.
That's not the cat. Okay. I think block group's gonna be a little too big, but we'll see.
That's what Sarah was
mentioning. Yep, there's no block group, so let's just do that. Okay. Yeah, it's too high. Wow. But yeah, I mean, but you can.
It ruins both of them.
Yeah. Yes, sir. I can't do that. I'm not in that program. I'm on the web.
Okay.
I can bring up the web, the air from a separate program.
That's all right.
I mean. Okay. Lord knows I reviewed that key bank in Kerhonkson.
How many people are all this? That's a lot of people, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
That was my rationale was just keeping it the, you know, I see the point in putting this grade area together, but the other point, similar kind of to Ken's point with Glenford, is it's on, if they're on the same side of the town line that they're on in a town, then they're sort of used to that. But it's a lot of people, unfortunately.
Okay. Let's zoom back out, Rob, please. Is there any other portion of the map that I would like to discuss?
Ken, one of the things you were talking about was right there, Crab, at the West Hurley.
Yeah, that boundary line, or this?
Yeah, that one right there. Yeah.
This one?
Yeah. Now, I think a lot of us had at that first scoop, right? You know, Ken, am I right about that?
I'm not sure what you're saying.
Well, see this? Isn't this? This would reduce. The town of Woodstock is about 1.05, am I right?
Let me zoom in a little bit more, less drastically. There we go.
Okay.
So this is a block group right here.
Right.
Right.
That whole thing. And so this is what is left for of West Hurley.
Right.
So if you leave that Woodstock, it brings it right down to
about 1.05.
Yeah, whatever that is.
Yeah.
So if you want to do that in your Hurley, is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Yes.
This part right here.
Just that one? Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we can give it a shot. 18 to 23.
Okay. 7.8, that's much better split.
Yeah, it makes it much better.
And then if we scroll, could you scroll back out? And would that essentially get rid of the hat? Could we get rid of the hat from 21 and 18 that Ken was mentioning?
It's negative.
Or is that not possible?
Let's find out. So we're going to put this into 21.
21 and 18.
Right. All right, so let's see. 18.
So probably still 18. From source 21. No, still, the target's still
18. Oh, it slid on me.
Yeah.
Like, Ken's objective was to get rid of the hat. I was just trying
to. The target is 21.
I'm in favor of removing the hat, too. I wasn't pleased with it.
So you want this into 18?
Into
18. Okay. Yep. So it's 18, 21.
Yeah.
And find out.
Should make it better, actually.
No.
18 still within it.
What's at 6.79. It's over.
Can we zoom back out, please?
So you can look for other ways to.
Can you pick it up on the bottom end of the rod?
Well, this is where you go back into Carhanx in a bit.
Instead of a hat, can we make like a tone in
or something? Or could we?
I mean, if you're going to go in.
Town boundary, yeah.
I mean, it's a good point. What is the place that links most land use wise to the other place that you can dip a toe in? So, Carhonkson makes a lot of sense in that kind of way.
Okay.
We can just do. So, this is 50 sources, 20. 15. We'll take out the block though. Just to be real slow about.
One thing that's helpful that I find helpful, Rob,
that's not the block though. The
changes panel, it'll actually tell you as you select blocks, it'll tell you what changes that need, what the new district will be.
I don't like that grip. Let's wait. That one's a little strange. Let's see what you can do. Something like that.
World's smallest election is
up. Yeah. Right. Not quite there. Excuse me?
I would just ask before we like make a decision on this formally that we really go down and look at this the street level of this to make sure that this makes sense. This is why I avoided doing things like this, because I found it uncomfortable to like be cutting down streets in these neighborhoods. I found like it was one thing to do it sort of in a rural area where, you know, a road runs down a certain way and people live on either side of it and you're catching that. But this is going through sort of like an area that is a little bit more like a block community starts to become strange looking.
Sure. That's why we're usually doing this on the full program, so we can really look
at it. Yeah, right.
But technically that works. Not pretty.
Yeah, I was going to say, I kind of like the hat.
I think the hat will probably be less offensive, though.
Yeah,
I think this is more rural.
That's my justification for the hat. It doesn't look nice, but it makes more sense with roads and communities. That's all.
Yeah.
It sounds like you took a lot of time on this part you're
working on. I tried.
Okay. Yeah, so this precedent exists to do that. That's the existing district has the
we don't have for the population.
Yeah.
It and that makes this as a negative 15, mm-hmm. and that is a positive, I think it's like 9 or something like that, 10. So it doesn't, it can't.
Yeah.
But the prep, but it's the same.
It doesn't include those instead of the happiness.
Okay, so that's where we're at. So we're back where we started.
Which still
continues.
Yeah. All right. So so are we all in agreement that this is the plan we're going to essentially massage?
Yeah. Yes.
Looks like it.
Okay.
If we're going to work on one, this might as well be it.
Yeah. Yep. I agree.
Cool.
Do we want to rename this plan something? Well, actually, do we want to go back north and go back with Sarah's plan, or are we comfortable with leaving 18? Like, do we want to keep
we'll
it?
Well, what I'll do
let's
is
start
I'll
with Sarah's
okay.
plan.
Yeah, yeah.
Because that, right. that we have.
Well, I have to reshare it because you've tweaked it. So,
that's what I'm
call
saying.
Whatever
that's
you want.
That's what I mean. Yeah. So, yeah. if we could, do you want to rename tonight's date on that plan? Or
it's like just,
I want to rename, you know.
Just call it.
Let's go with Sarah's plan as presented.
The date is fine. It's not really my plan. It is our plan as we were trying to make it.
It'll say it all in the long name anyway. So
yeah.
Plan that was presented tonight. We adjusted 18.
Right. Yeah. This is already different.
So that's what I'm saying. So I don't want to name this one that we picked. We didn't pick this one. So it's canceled.
Can we name it? Draft plan.
Well, no, but this isn't the plan.
The date.
Why don't we just call it draft today's date?
This isn't the one that we picked. Though, what I'm saying.
But this is, but yeah, it's, but I think the improvement that you made with the hurl, the Hurley Woodstock one, is something that you'll agree on long term, right?
Right. Yes.
Yeah. So.
Okay,
all right. There you go.
There's a couple of options with Woodstock we can agree on. Yeah. We don't know which is the right one.
All right. And when you go to look for it, you'll see it looks like.
Besides Sarah's plans, one I already have.
So this is what it'll look like.
Well, okay, so it's going to be Plan Rob, April Subversion 2, Raph.
The one at the bottom.
Okay.
Well, people are going to start.
Please, nobody add anything.
Well, they're not. They might, though.
Oh, no, you, that's true.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, you do.
This is why I wanted a name, you know?
Yeah.
Well, so if that's the name, that's the one we're all going with.
Yeah, start. Yep.
You can call it A, you can call it B, you can call it C, or you can put on your last name.
Which is the name?
Very good.
Last one.
Sarah, nice job.
Thank you. Thank you for your edits and work, everyone, too. I will say it is really largely the committee's work, and I just finished it so that we can move it along. But it's what we were hoping to accomplish. So thank you to everyone for.
Yep, it's there right now.
So the next step then is for us to all look at this.
Yes.
In our own personal.
I might not submit one, but I'm going to take
time. And then, like, any edits we want to propose.
Sure.
Tomorrow's meeting.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
Let me try that.
It's doable.
I mean if you the other things you can look at, you can try to tweak it so that it's closer to zero here and there.
I'm just kidding.
Okay.
No.
I know. Okay. So
all right.
We are,
it was good, right? Very
good.
Tomorrow.
Good.
We did it.
Yes.
Very good. I feel very happy with everyone here. Thank you.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Sorry. Can't take it.
Good.
Okay.
Thank you, Sarah.
Good night, everyone.
Yeah.
Have a good night.
So yeah, nothing exciting.